All right, let's confess our sins before we begin this lesson. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying your word. We pray that the information we would look at today will bless us and will fill us with your understanding and your wisdom so that we can operate in your power as we go through this day and the rest of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is lesson 24, the Holy Spirit versus the sinful nature. This may be the most important lesson that we'll cover. This is an extremely important concept today, and we have sort of explained it, but we want to give some details today and some scriptures so that we fully understand the concept of the operation of the Holy Spirit and how it is in conflict with the sinful nature. We receive the Holy Spirit at salvation as per Galatians 3:2 and 4:6. This begins a relationship that continues until we die or until Jesus comes back. But the sinful nature stays with us, and a contest is then set up between our nature and the Spirit of God. And both of them reside inside of us. Now, we are no match for God, so he could just eliminate any efforts to go against him. But God, in his sovereignty, has given us choice, so we can choose the forces of evil and sin over him. And we do it all the time, no matter how many vows and resolutions we make that we're not going to. So the sinful nature and the Holy Spirit are in conflict. Galatians 5:17 says, "For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want." This verse follows verse 16, which instructs us to live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Then verse 18 adds this, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." So living by or in the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to avoid the trap of gratifying sinful desires. And being led or controlled by the Holy Spirit keeps us from operating under the law. And as we shall see later, living under the law is the same as being under the control of the sinful nature. All right, living in the power of the Holy Spirit, being controlled by the Holy Spirit, gives us the ability to produce the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit, and we see that in Galatians 5:22 and 23. On the other hand, the works of the flesh, or the sinful nature, are sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. That's from Galatians 5:19-21. We will classify being controlled by the Holy Spirit as spirituality, and being controlled by the sinful nature as carnality. Spirituality refers to the Holy Spirit, and carnality comes from the word carnal, which relates to that part of our spiritual hearts known as the flesh, and we'll see more about the flesh later. What, though, determines whether we are controlled by the Spirit or by the sinful nature? It is apparent that if we are not living in the light, as we saw in the last lesson, we will be living in darkness, and thus we will not be in fellowship. And our being in fellowship, we'll see this very clearly, is linked to the control of the Spirit. So here's what we're saying. If we are living in the light, we will be in fellowship. And if we are in fellowship, we will be controlled by the Holy Spirit and not by the sinful nature. Sin disrupts fellowship and puts the sinful nature in charge, a condition that will last until we confess our sins and are restored to fellowship. Keep in mind that restoration is immediate, but so is loss of fellowship, and this can happen in the blink of a wandering thought. Sin happens quickly and with devastating effects that tend to be underestimated. Fellowship means control by the perfect God, while its absence means control will be in the possession of the sinful nature, who is operating in league with his insidious pals, the world and the devil. This is why confession must be a perpetual practice, because the margin between spirituality and carnality is so narrow, and these can change so quickly. Control of the Holy Spirit is pivotal. Romans 8:6 says, "The mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." Galatians 5:25 admonishes, "Keep in step with," and that means to walk by, "the Spirit." When we are controlled by the Spirit and walking by Him, we will be living in the light. Ephesians 5:10 links living in the light with walking by the Spirit, showing that the fruit of the light and the fruit of the Spirit are the same. Now we're going to spend just a moment or two here to look at this comparison, to confirm that living in the light is the same as walking by the Spirit. Here's a little homework for you, and then we'll run over it in this discussion. Compare Galatians 5:22 and 23 with Ephesians 5:10. Now, we quoted Galatians 5:22 and 23 already, which showed the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Ephesians 5:10 sounds very much like this, as it says, "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Then you can also compare Ephesians 5:11 and 12, which shows the deeds of darkness. And we can compare that with Galatians 5:19 through 21, which lists the works of the flesh. You will see the connection. So, living in the light, which we saw in the last lesson as being in fellowship, is equated to walking by the Spirit or being controlled by the Spirit. Living in darkness is the same as being controlled by the sinful nature. All right, here's the conclusion of what we're saying. Being in fellowship results in spirituality or the control of the Holy Spirit, while being out of fellowship is tied to carnality or the control of the sinful nature. In Ephesians 5:18 and 19, we see a clear reference to the control of the Holy Spirit. This passage says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And that which fills us, such as alcohol, controls us. When the Spirit fills us, He controls us. And all of this is hinged on fellowship." I suggest you get a printed copy of this course, or you can download it to spend a little more time with this important lesson. It probably is worth going over a couple of times. So, which will it be, the sinful nature or the Holy Spirit? Which will we choose to control us? If it is the sinful nature, we do nothing. The sinful nature will do its dirty work all on its own. If it is the Holy Spirit, we must confess to get into fellowship to qualify us for the Holy Spirit's control and leadership. We will see later on how we can stay there. Once we get in fellowship, we'll see how we can stay in fellowship. Now, we're also going to see over the course of our studies many benefits that come out of this control of the Holy Spirit. And we want to list just a few of them here. First of all, the Holy Spirit teaches us. That's in John 14, 25, and 26. He also teaches us about the deeper things of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2, 10, and 11. The Spirit gives us competence. That's 2 Corinthians 3, 4 through 6. The Spirit provides and activates gifts that enable us to help each other. That's in 1 Corinthians 12, especially verses 7 through 11. The Holy Spirit produces fruit through us, as we see in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. He works miracles among us. That's Galatians 5, 3. And He even prays in our place because we don't know what to pray for. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Now, there's much more to this, and we'll get to that. So, for rich enrichment and clarification of this particular study, we want to refer you to a chart. And the name of the chart is Spirituality Carnality Flowchart, and that's at the end of chapter 28 in this course, Bible Basics for Living. And that course is the basis for these lessons. I should say it's the source for these lessons for the breakfast table. And so that particular course is available in print, and then you can also go through the lessons orally as we're giving them here, as we're reading through these lessons. But if you want to see that chart at the end of chapter 28, you'll need to either buy the print copy of the book, or download it and print it, or download it and read it on your computer. All right, so now we have some questions about this lesson. Listen to these questions because they do frame the important and salient points from this lesson. Number one, a great internal battle goes on inside of us between the blank blank and our blank blank. Number two, what breaks fellowship? Number three, what condition must exist for us to be controlled by the Holy Spirit? Number four, living in the light is equated with control of the blank blank. Living in darkness is equated with control of the blank blank. All right, some scriptures. Romans 8, 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Romans 5, 8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. 1 John 1, 9. We're reading this from the NET version of the Bible. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. So remember, when we confess our sins, we are restored to fellowship. When we are in fellowship, we will be controlled by the Holy Spirit until we sin again, at which time the sinful nature will resume leadership, pending our next confession. So the need for confession is constant. Father, we thank You for this lesson. Help us to recall the way that we stay in fellowship through the confession of our sins, and to remember that that leads us to a condition of control of the Holy Spirit so that His fruit of righteousness can be produced through us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.